zebra. Always look like a zebra. You sound from faces like a galleon. Lord, the mysteries of the Spanish maid are Deborah. Duggery dug and duggery duggery dug. Da 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 da.
How big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck, Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. The first day that she planted it was just a twig,
Bobby Goldsborough. A sugar and saccharine drenched tune that is called Honey on United Artists Records. It was in the top 20 by the 24th of May 1968, not too many weeks after it was released, the 19th of April 68. 58 singles released on that day. Issue number 224 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM. That's revolutions per minute. If you wonder, week after week, what on earth I'm talking about? Vinyl records, 7-inch singles on a turntable that went round, and you put a stylus, aka the needle, on the record, and it went like that at 45 revolutions per minute. Albums were 33 and a third revolutions per minute. All still useful information, actually, because vinyl has indeed made a comeback. We began with Tyrannosaurus Rex on Regal Xenophone Records, and that's the reason I played Bobby Goldsborough, just because I wanted to see what the two would sound like juxtaposed together. Deborah, demo singles, Deborah, spelt with an H on the end of it, and I'd noticed on my stock copy single, that's the one that was for sale in the record shop, I could see that the name Deborah without an H wasn't centred correctly on the label, and you could just see evidence of another letter being on the end of Deborah. So there's a not very interesting story. It was originally Deborah with an H. It's listed in the new singles listing as Deborah with an H, but when the blue and silver label came out in the record shops, the H had disappeared. Let's hear the other side of Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is Child Star.
Just a young man, just a teenager.
it had to be John Peel that put that record in my collection, hearing it on his programme, and I know I paid full price for it, possibly using a record token. Do you remember those record tokens you got for your birthday? And this weekend would have, but it is my birthday this weekend, but a lot of water has passed down the canal since those days. Yes, in 1968 I was 13 years old, so I got my copy of Tyrannosaurus Rex, Deborah Child Star, roundabouts now. Here's one of those records that is reminiscent of early David Bowie. I'm sure history tells us that this wasn't David Bowie, but if you were researching David now and you didn't have the benefit of the internet, you could well think you'd stumbled on some long lost David Jones. And it was on the Pye label, which he had been on at one time. Barry Booth, he's very good with his hands. And then King's Thing, and we'll follow that with the Peppermint Circus and All the King's Horses on Olga Records. This is Barry, aka early David Bowie. No.
I saw him in the corner shop, buying balsa wood and glue, asking the assistant for model kit number 2. Then happy as a sandman, running to his hobby room, high above the pretty people, busy making friends. He can build aeroplanes, make little wooden trains. That's the life he understands. His scene is a shelf that is made by himself, for he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands. There's no need to laugh when you see him, 'cause he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands. I took a girl from Wimbledon to watch him make a chair. He seemed a little taken with the colour of her hair. Then happy as a sandman, running from his hobby room, she goes around the smartest places, telling everyone, he can build aeroplanes, make little wooden trains. That's the life he understands. His scene is a shelf that is made by himself, but he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands. There's no need to laugh when you see him, 'cause he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Oh, the king had a thing which he tied on a string, and he hung it from a tree in the garden. In the garden, and to all who would call, he would say not at all, and they'd all say, I beg your pardon.
Pardon?
They'd all say, I beg your pardon. Majesty, what is that upon your tree? Have you hung it there for me? It's a tremendous mystery.
Pardon?
A mystery. Oh, the queen, she was seen by a man in green, going out with a knife in the garden.
Pardon?
In the garden. And they say from that day that the king turned grey, and they all begged his majesty's pardon.
Pardon?
They all begged his majesty's pardon. Oh, oh, your majesty, what is that upon your tree? Have you hung it there for me? It's a tremendous mystery.
Pardon? history.
Well, a bird who had heard about what had occurred came and perched on a tree in the garden.
Garden?
In the garden. Then the rook took a look, and he took it off its hook, and he didn't even stop to say pardon.
Pardon?
Yes.
Oh, your majesty, what was that upon your tree? Now it's gone, won't you tell me? It's a tremendous mystery.
Pardon?
Oh, I don't believe it.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Wonder boy, life's just begun. Turn your sorrow into wonder. Dream alone, don't sigh, don't run. Life is only what you wonder. Day is as light as your brightest dream. Night is as dark as you feel it ought to be. Time is as fast as the slowest thing. Life is lonely. Wonder boy, wonder boy. Everybody's looking for the sun. Everybody. But I see you and you see me, and ain't that wonder? Wonder boy, some mother's son, turn your sorrow into wonder. Dream alone, go have your fun. Life is lonely.
I was fortunate that my favourite tumble-down record shop, Campkins Records, Long Causeway, Peterborough, clearly ordered too many Kinks singles as each one was released, and I ended up with almost a full set of late 60s Blue Label Pie singles. That was for Kinks and Wonder Boy. I think the next one would have been Plastic Man, then Victoria and Shangri-La. But that's not for today. This is This Day, the 19th of April, 1968, when 58 singles were issued. We played Tyrannosaurus Rex, Child Star, then it was Barry Booth, He's Very Good, With His Hands, and King's Thing, that must be A and B side on Pie, and then on Olga Records, Olay 007 or 007, All the King's Horses. Now, Fuzzface, I wonder why on Page One Records they did their version of Mighty Quinn, when I'm pretty certain that Manfred Mann had already had the hit with this Bob Dylan tune. Sadly, I can't tell you what that record is worth, but apparently it's highly sought after. Not for that, not for the A-side. The group are called The Barrier. The label is Imark. That was Georgie Brown. It's the B-side that everybody seeks it out for. Dawn Breaks Through.
Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I think it's today. Yeah. The girl that's
Did you guess that that groovy version of the Beatles' Ticket to Ride on Liberty Records from 56 years ago, the 19th of April 1968, was the Fifth Dimension? Before them, it was the Fifth Estate and Do Drop In. That's in as in I double N. Do Drop In to the Do Drop In and Stateside Records. And we also heard The Barrier and Dawn Breaks Through on iMark Records. Yes, my voice is not too bad today. It was terrible yesterday. Couldn't have done a program too hoarse. These are The Creation and Midway Down on Polydor. And we'll also hear the B-side, which is intriguing. It's called Girls Are Naked. No, they weren't.
Have you ever seen a carousel?
Girls are naked and they dance. Girls are naked and they dance.
the girls. The girls are naked, according to The Creation, and the Steve Miller Band say they are sitting in circles on Capitol Records.
You're just sitting around in circles, head in the air. It's alright, I really don't care. You do what you want to do. Maybe
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Just when you think we might be scraping the bottom of the barrel, along comes The Truth on Decca Records and Sueno, S-U-E-N-O, preceded by Sharon Tandy, Love Is Not a Simple Affair on Polydor. And we began with the Steve Miller Band, Sitting in Circles. Well, many thanks for listening. There's plenty more I could have played from the 58 singles that were released on the 19th of April 1968. We will shortly hear Chris Farlow, but first, Simon's Secrets and Naughty Boy on CBS. I'll be seeing you.
Telling me I'm no good, and you say you can show me the way. I don't want to do as I should, and I'm tired of hearing you say, who's a naughty boy? You're a naughty boy. Yes you are, yes you are. Yes you are, yes you are. I'm uncertain to a certain extent, exactly what you feel for me. First you came and then you went, pleasing me, teasing me. Who's a naughty boy?
You's a naughty boy. Yes you is, yes you is. Yes you is, yes you is. I've got to talk to you intelligently. I have to talk with you. So let's seriously consider. Are we simply wasting our time when we could be otherwise engaged? Are you his or am you mine? Will you tell me before I'm enraged? Who's a naughty boy? I'm a naughty boy. Yes I am, yes I am. Yes I am, yes I am. Who's a naughty boy? I'm a naughty boy.
Let's enter the unknown region with Chris B.
This is farewell now and forever. It looks like we'll never be seen again. Together, my darling, you must please cry if it will help to ease the sorrow. We'll be right back.
child it disappears. We live only for things that each tomorrow brings. At 17 we're just building on dreams in the springtime of our years. As the years move along, some illusions soon are gone, and we make some mistakes on roads we shouldn't take. Bridges we burn, but we live and we learn in the springtime of our years. Oh, the sands of time keep on running very fast, so let's make the most of every single day. For the sands of time turn the present into past, and it's no use sighing when it's blown away. Until we are mature of ourselves, we're seldom sure. Then one day we just see the way things ought to be. Love evermore is what we've waited for since the springtime of our years. Sands of time keep on running very fast, so let's make the most of every single day. For the sands of time turn the present into past, and it's no use sighing when it's flown away. Until we are mature of ourselves, we're seldom sure. Then one day we just see the way things are to be. Love evermore is what we've waited for since the springtime of our years. Love evermore is what we've waited for since the springtime of our years.
Baby, you evidently thought you could. You're making me feel much too long. You had time enough to hold me. Loving you just makes me wanna stay there. Got to build my hopes up, baby. Been looking at my signs all day. Got to build my hopes up, baby. Yeah.
true.